Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Christine Hassler is a life coach, speaker, and the author of numerous best-selling books. She's appeared on the Today Show, CNN, Fox, ABC, and many more, talking about the expectation hangovers, an issue that Gen Y faces. Now today, Christine is going to talk to us about not only getting motivated, but staying motivated as well. Listen to Christine.
Hey everybody, it's Christine, and today I have some great tips for you about staying motivated. Here's the deal. Most successful people are marathoners, not sprinters. What I mean by that is they're in for the long race. They don't stop, start, stop, start. And how you're a marathoner is you build and you keep momentum. An object in motion stays in motion. If you want to be successful, if you want to reach your goals, you've got to take a step every day and keep that momentum going. It's so hard when we lose momentum, when we have to start over again. So I'm going to give you some tips for that. But first, a story. So last weekend, a friend invited me to go rock climbing. I haven't been rock climbing in over a decade, maybe more. Not a big rock climber. But I like to get out of my comfort zone and I'm in for having some fun. So we go and we kind of get situated and I climb some short ones that you don't even have to be harnessed in, because if you fall, you just fall in like a padded area. And then he's like, all right, you're ready to be harnessed in and climb a wall. So I climbed this one wall that like a six-year-old was climbing next to me. I felt pretty confident about it. It was maybe like 30 feet. Felt good. I was complete. He's like, let's go climb the 55-footer. No. No part of my body wanted to do this. No part of my mind wanted to do it. I looked up. It looked really freaking high. I was like, no way, Jose. I'm good. I'm complete. He's like, Christine, come on. You're a coach. Get out of your comfort zone. You can do this. It's mind over matter. I felt my stomach get all nervous. I did not want to do it. But I was like, okay, this is a great exercise for me. And one, getting out of my comfort zone. And two, really choosing my thoughts and looking at this goal of getting to the top and how I could get myself there. Because really in something like that, I would say only half of it, maybe less, is physical. The rest is mindset. So how I did it was I kept focused on my why, focused on my vision, but I only looked right in front of me. I went one rock at a time, one hand, one foot at a time. I did not look down to see how far I'd come. I didn't want to see my past, and I did not look up because then I just get overwhelmed at how far I had to go. I just stayed focused on the moment, one step at a time, and I did not stop. I kept my momentum going because if I knew if I stopped to look down or to talk to him or to look up, I'd lose my momentum and it'd be harder to pick it up. So here come my tips. First one, keep momentum going. Take one step every day that moves you towards your dreams and towards your goals. Just one step. You don't have to take five steps. You don't have to look too far ahead and you don't want to look too far behind you. Just focus on what's in front of you. Stay present. Take one step at a time every single day. What's one little step you can take towards your goal? Second thing is build a practice around it. Build habits. Successful people build habits. And you probably heard me say before that a 40-day practice of doing something will transform a discipline to a habit. So let's say you want to start meditating or you want to start working out. Commit to it for 40 days and it will become a habit. It will become natural. And that 40 days will kind of be the initial upsurge of that momentum, and then it'll be easy. And the third thing in building momentum and staying motivated is get an accountability and support partner. One of the reasons that I made it to the top is because I had someone at the bottom cheering me on and also holding me accountable to reach the top. I also felt his support, both emotionally and physically. He was belaying me, I think that's the term, and I was harnessed in. And if I fell, I knew he had my back. So have those people in your life that will hold you accountable to your goals and dreams, won't let you take the easy way, but will also support you if you ever fall back a little bit. because that's human. Sometimes we slip, but we want to keep that momentum going and keep going. So those are my tips for you for staying motivated. Remember, an object in motion stays in motion. Build momentum, make things a habit, and get those accountability and support partners. Sending you so much love and many blessings. I'll see you next time.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Christine Hassler, simply search YouTube and be sure to visit her website, ChristineHassler.com. Christine's bestseller book, Expectation Hangover, is available at her website and or Amazon.com. And for your convenience, I'll leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Christine Hassler. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.